JC in the morning. JC, Miata, wake up. 93.9 The Beat.
Hey, Father's Day is Sunday, so it got me thinking, not everybody has their dad, right?
Right.
So some, maybe their dad left, or maybe he died. There's different circumstances that everybody has. So I did something a little different for Father's Day, because it's always interesting for me to walk into a store and you see, oh, Father's Day this, Father's Day that. Mm-hmm. And I lost my dad when I was 18, so I kind of just block it out and walk through the store and go through, and you know, I don't have to look at the cards or anything like that, because if I do, I'd go into a mess. But
really, still?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I wrote a letter to my dad, just explaining, you know, what has happened in life since he's gone, and here's the letter that I wrote to him. There we go. All right, Dad, if you were here right now, I'd have so much to say. So much has happened since you've been gone. After you passed, I couldn't cope. I did, however, find an outlet, and that was singing. Matter of fact, I made a song about you that charted on the radio. That was cool. I miss watching Discovery Channel with you and talking about aliens, modern marvels, and nerd stuff like that. Oh, we always watched all the best
TV
shows.
Wait, this is Hereditary.
Yeah. No, we'd sit there for hours and just have chats about
all that kind of stuff.
You were the only one who was ever interested in that stuff. I miss your laugh, your stories, your wisdom. I miss randomly getting woke up in the middle of the night to fix the VCR. He'd always wake me up and say, "Do you know how to fix this VCR?" "Yes, I'll get up and fix it for you, Dad."
I love it.
You'd be proud. I continued in radio. I worked at a Christian radio station, a classic hit station, which I know you would have loved, a top 40 station, country. I've done it all. I went from state to state, city to city. They say you never get over a death, and that really is the truth. You just kind of get used to it. You kind of get numb to it. I always pick up my phone, no matter what I'm doing, and when I'm wondering maybe how to fix something or have a question, and then I remember, crap, and it's up to me to find out those answers for myself. So I've made mistakes, I've triumphed, I've fallen on my face since you left us, but I get back up, I move forward, I keep going and trying just like you taught me. If you were here right now, I'd tell you that I got married. I'm happy. I have a family of my own, even a dog named Jackson. You have lots of grandkids now who would have loved to have met you. You would absolutely love them. Oh, by the way, that whole 2012 end of the world thing was complete crap. If you were here, I'd tell you that each time I look up at the stars, I think of you. Each time I picture your face, it's you bringing home a go-kart for no reason, or buying me my first video camera or radio microphone, us hanging out chopping wood for the winter, laughing, playing basketball, ping pong, family trips, life lessons. If you were here, I'd tell you that everyone should be telling their loved ones always and every day, and that is, I love you. I mean, isn't that what Father's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, isn't this what all of these things are for, is for us to all get together and tell each other that we love each other? With all the tragedy that's happened in this week, it's things like this that, you know, we could either break us apart or it can bring us all together.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the things that, you know, I don't have my dad. Mm-hmm. So I've been calling all family members and everybody just to say hello.
As you should.
If that's you, you know, make sure you call a family member today. Tell them you love them. It doesn't have to be Father's Day. It doesn't have to be Mother's Day. It doesn't have to be any of those days, because you never know how much longer you have with them.